in verse, we'll start at verse 1 through 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said if you be willing and obedient, you eat the land, you eat the good of the land. Amen. If you're willing, you know, when God speaks something, we shouldn't hesitate or think about it and decide to go, because you don't get the same benefit as somebody was really ready to go from the beginning. You get on the intel of God's blessing. You don't even get all of the full tell of it. Because how many know when God say do something, whether we understand it, agree with, we have to get with the picture. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Because God knows the way we took. God will tell you to do some things that seem foolish to you. Like the man, amen, was lepers. They had to go drink, go dip in the nastiest water there was. But God said, do it. Because sometimes God won't bring your pride down. So he'll tell you do something that don't make sense. Amen. Let you know that he's in control, you not. Amen. And then his servant said, and Naaman was complaining about, why am I dipping the Jordan, the nastiest river? And this servant had more sense than he had. Right. Say, if somebody else would have told you, why not do it? Let him know, why not do it? And he was smarter. He did it. What happened to him? His leprosy went away. Amen. If he didn't do it, he would still have been a leper. Amen. Somebody, there's something about obeying God. Amen. I don't know, sometimes you talk to these, especially the ones that have been saved a while, you shouldn't have been hesitating unless you don't understand the question. God say do something, you do it. There's something wrong, let you know there's something you didn't comprehend what was being said, or something's wrong with your walk with God or something. Especially people been walking with God a while, there should be no hesitation when God says, if you're not tuned into where you need to be tuned into, you'll miss God. Amen. 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 I've gotten where I've gotten in the things of God. I've gotten where I've gotten because of obedience. Amen. Even when me and my brothers and sisters was talking about, when we was out fellowshipping yesterday, they was talking about a lot of things, what they grew up and this and that and the other. I'm thinking, they said, where was you at? Because I said, I don't remember some of that stuff y'all talking about, because I didn't like to be in a lot of trouble. And I tried to do, my brother said, yeah, she tried to do what was right. She didn't want to be in no trouble. That's the way my mindset was then, and it's like that now. I mean, if God go tell me to wash all them walls down here, you better believe, well, I think I can wash them down. I'm going to get a bucket and start. That's right. Because I know something about when God speak, he don't lie. God sends us warnings. God don't do nothing without. He said, I would not do anything unless I make it known to my servant. So you put it out there, it's up to people what they do with it. And when destruction hit, nobody can say, I didn't know that Lord is going to bring back that day when I told you to do this. Like the sister said, I'm listening to your testimony. I don't know if y'all, I was looking at on YouTube yesterday. I was just looking at something else. And Donnie McClurkin, he was in an accident. He gave, if you pull it up, he's in this church giving his testimony. Oh, he said he thanked God for saving his life. He just went blinked out. You know, God, he said some of the things I went through because I didn't obey God. God told me to get rest. I didn't get rest. God's not going to keep telling you to get rest and give you that. So I'm telling you, when something happened more than once, you better wake up. Amen. You tell me I just can't do it. You better make yourself do it. And you say, God, if you say, God, the 23rd Psalm said he makes you to lie down in green pasture. If you don't know how to do it, God would make you. Amen. And you'd rather do it on your own. Because if he make you, that means you might be in a place you can't have do nothing but do that. You don't keep looking at warning signs and red flags and just sit there and be stupid. Yeah. Not calling you stupid, sister. You know, I'm just talking about any of us. We don't just do that. If there's a red flag, that's a fire there, them are warnings, honey. You're driving down the street, see a lot of lights flashing. You know something, destruction, something going on down there. You're going to make a detour, try to find out where you go. A wise person, that's what a wise person do. An unwise person that's going right up there and have a wreck or something. God will give you things to warn you. Amen. Amen. And he had a beautiful testimony. It was a pretty long. He said, and he had his hand was bandaged up here and stuff. And he said, I'm just thankful. He said, Lord, and he made a song right there. Say, God said, not yet. The devil said, we'll take him out. All he looked like and seen flashing lights, and they find out, and somebody God even used. They had, you listen to it on YouTube. I started to go plug my phone back. I had turned my phone off and sent it to some of you. It was a great testimony. He said, people, God had a car following him. He found out later there was a car following him because he was swaying from one lane to the other. So I don't know if his health, something was going on, and he just was swaying. And then this car, he said, the people in the car said, they were trying to follow him to they call somebody, get him stable. And he said, God just wasn't through with him yet because he's been through a lot of stuff, even in his physical body and stuff. He'd been looked to be gone. It's a good testimony. He been looked to be gone himself. He said he told the sisters. He told me that he ain't been looking to be here too that long. But God said not yet. He made a beautiful song. I seen the whole amen that he was in a service there, and he was giving God the praise. He said he has to have somebody to help him to get down the steps because he's recuperating and everything. But when he got on that, when that anointing come, he got on that. He said, I'm going to go over here and play this keyboard, this piano. He went over there, and anointing came up on him. And I've seen him when he stood up. He said, he told him, I'm going to take the offering. He said, no, we're going to wait for the offering. He got talking, and like the spirit of God got on me. He just got, I was looking at him, the hand that he couldn't hardly move while he was preaching. He was moving the hand and everything. So when anointing come up on you, you can do stuff that you don't normally can't do. Y'all see me the way I praise God in here and stuff. I was telling my sister the other day, I said, I don't know. I said, I don't claim any that I've been laying my hands on. My knees and my legs and stuff have been very stiff. Like I'm thinking, like, y'all see me move around like that? I don't feel like that when I was at home. But sometimes like it was bothering me. But there's something about the anointing. That's why we need it. When it gets up on you, it will drive stuff back to hell from whence it comes. And if you learn to live in the anointing, it'll get it all off of you. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Give God a praise. Okay, we'll go on to our scripture. St. John chapter 15, and we're going to start at verse 1 through 8. It says, I am the, everybody got it? 1 John 15, 1 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in a vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be mine disciples. I'm going to ask you to turn to 1 Peter. That'll be our last book. 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to ask God to help us to elaborate the way he would have us to as we get through reading. Chapter 4, verse 12. Yeah, when you have that, would you say amen? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceedingly joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf of the Lord. Add a blessing and reading up short. You can sit down in Jesus' name. Our subject today is, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
And this is, it's written in red, so you know who's speaking, Jesus. Amen. Saying, without me, you can do nothing. And for us over with, people that don't know that in this world, they're about to find out that they can do nothing. Even like our government and things, sometimes people actually think they're in charge. You know, the Bible tells us to pray for them that in authorities, that we can lead a more peaceful life. A lot of times we bicker and backer about this person and that person, what we don't agree with stuff. Lord didn't tell us to do that. He just say pray. Amen. And I have started praying. I said, Lord, let me stop giving my opinion, because people give their opinions about, you know, this person, that person in government, because things the way they're going. I said, Lord, just help me to pray like you want me to pray. That talking about stuff ain't going to help none.
Amen.
You know, God didn't tell us to talk about. He said, pray. Pray for them in authority. And sometimes God, nobody can do nothing unless God allow it to happen anyway.
Amen.
I don't care if it's Trump, little Trumps, big Trumps, whoever Trumps. I don't care who it is. Obama, whoever, don't matter. I don't care what you do. If God don't let you do it, you're not going to be able to do it anyway. But sometimes God will allow wickedness, amen, in high places to stir up stuff down the earth to get his people to praying. Because as a whole, the church as a whole, and I'm talking about the world's men, I'm talking about this whole world, people saying they say, we're not where we need to be at on one accord. And we're trying to reach the people in the world, and we got mess in our midst. Amen. Every place got some type of mess. There's a little place, a big place, where some got more mess than the other. But as a whole, we're not like where we should be, like it was when I first got saved. The church right back then was a lot more saved and sanctified and live for God than this mess today. Amen. It's a difference in it. Amen. It's a different set of people doing a different set of things. Amen. Glory to God. So God, if he wanted back the way he wanted back, amen, he will let, amen, the devil shake this world apart, shake this nation apart. And that's, I believe that's what he's doing. And that person, whoever's in charge, they're just in there for a season to get done what God wants to get done. And God going to move the show right on. Somebody got to pray. Because that's the only thing going to get people to praying like they need to pray. People don't pray like they need to pray. They think prayer ain't even important. They don't even say nothing to the Lord. Glory to God. Falls over. Amen. Everybody going to be calling upon this name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. And I am convinced that without God, I cannot do anything. I know I don't wake myself up in the morning, honey. Don't you know when you sleep, you in another continent, you don't even know where you at if you in the bed. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. And if you died, you wouldn't never know you died. Or you just died. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. We need to stop taking God for granted. Stop taking him lightly. You have to give him praise in everything, in all things. Give God praise. Without me, you can do nothing. And I don't know a lot about growing plants and stuff like that, but I got enough sense enough to know that, amen, that middle part, whatever's in that middle part, that's the nutrients in there that's helping the other stuff to grow out. Somebody give God the praise.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I am the true vine. He said, I'm not a fake vine. I'm the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. It said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. Just look at your plant. If you got a plant growing and everything else look green, and you got a plant growing, everything over here brown, are you going to let that brown, all crunched up stuff stay on that green? You're going to get it off of there, right? Because you don't want it to contaminate the green flow. I got enough sense enough to know that, even though I don't know a lot about plants. I got enough sense enough that I would tell people about me an artificial plant. I learned how to take care of the real. Amen. But I got enough sense enough to know that. You got to know when to water and when not to water, not overwater. And do everything. Amen. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he take it away. So God has no use for you and me if you're not bearing fruit.
Amen.
Because that's what we're here for, to bear fruit. It said, and we ain't bearing apples and oranges. He wants you to produce, to bear fruit. It means to produce. If God's made you a godly woman, a godly man, he wants you to produce godliness in your life that somebody else would be, the want to be godly like that. That's the fruit that you bring. Because you can't just sit there and tell people nowadays the church is so messed up today. The people ain't trying to hear you talking about, come on and go to church. And then other people going to say, well, you know, they got so much mess in the church. Well, you want me to go to church with you? We doing good out here. So you're going to have to, they're looking for a life. Amen. They're looking for somebody that's just not saying they say, but actually see, they see the walk. Because the Bible said, if you be lifted up, if God be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto you. He's not looking at what you say. He's looking at what you do. People looking at nowadays. Now they ain't looking at what you say. They ain't saying so many people made so much mess in the church. So they ain't looking at that. They ain't trying to hear that. They're looking at somebody that's looking. There is a difference with them. They don't do all that stuff that other people do. They have God in their life. I see God in their life. That's what people are looking at. Amen. You can be in the church. Amen. You can be in church and still, amen, people don't look and see a light. God, sometimes people hide behind the church building and just say, well, I'm in church. I'm saved. That's because you say you say, amen. The Bible says you should know them by their fruit. Right. People are going to look at you, amen, to see, amen, if you got temperament. So we see God's working on us. I'm getting on to the word. God's working not just among the people in the world. He's working on us in the church too. People want to say, you got temperament? Do you go off at the drop of a hat and everything? Because you can say, sing songs as I am one man and cut somebody else out the next man if you don't watch it, you and where you need to be at. Somebody get God to praise. Or snap somebody's head off. Y'all want me to go there talking about change disorders? Y'all want me to go there? Honey, you got some stuff in you, and I got some stuff in me. I'm going there this morning. Yes, I am. You got some stuff in you, and I got some stuff in me that nobody sees, but you and God is ugly. Uh-huh. I heard one amen. That's right. Be real. Be real. We be real. But we want to point out to somebody else all the time what their problem is, and you got issues yourself. God will let you be squeezed so you can see what's in you. Amen. It was a couple days. It was one day last week. And you know what? I don't mind when God does that to me because that let me know. That means you ain't got it together like you think you got it together. But some people, you think you got it together, honey. You better let God work on you and let you know let you know that you don't have it together before he gets you in front of a lot of people and you be really embarrassed. Right. Right. Am I right? Yeah. It was something I was taking care of something on the phone and I forgot how it was. And I could feel myself getting real indignant. I've been real. And I thought, and then the lady, she said, well, you know, she's going to take care of this. And I just felt so, I didn't cuss the lady. I don't cuss. I didn't, you know, I just like kind of got a little snappy because the way she, you know, didn't understand what I was saying. And I said, ooh, I thought that was still ugly in me. I did. I said, Lord, I don't like that. But some people would say, well, that was their fault. They wouldn't act that way. I wouldn't want to, but God working on you too, honey. Every time God show you something that's about yourself, that's not, he's not showing to you just to be funny about it. He's showing to you for best work to be done. Because if you don't let him work, honey, you're going to get out and be embarrassed somewhere. Somebody give God a praise. So we're still speaking about if you abide in me, the true vine. Because I mean, you can do nothing. You can't be nice. You can't make yourself be nice if you ain't nice. Hallelujah. If you got a bad disposition, you a mean person, honey, that mean going to come out every time. Every time you get a chance, it's going to spring out. Some people are, I'm a nice person. I mean, you ain't got to convince somebody you're no nice person because it's going to come out of you nice. Right. If you mean going to come out of you. Somebody give God a praise. It said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that bear not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it. God said, if you don't bear fruit, if you don't bear fruit and be a better person the way I want to be, I have no need for that stuff. And you're not going to be effective either, doing nothing for me. But he said, if you bear fruit, I'm going to purge you that you bring forth more fruit. And that's what we don't like. And when you're going through things, amen, challenges and different things, and it seems like you, amen, going through a fire situation, you seem like, oh, irritation, flame, fires, everything irritate me. Honey, you are being purged. Because God is pushing that out there that he don't need. Everything about you and everything about me, God don't need it, honey. And it says, every branch of me that bear not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Purge means to get rid of. If you got a bad temper, you don't know how to tame your temper. You don't know how to talk to people. You don't know how to respond to people. You respond to them negatively. You're hard mean and hard to get along with. God don't need that. He would get rid of that. He would remove that. Amen. Somebody say, well, okay, he's just going to take it out of me. No. You're going to go through something to get that out of you. Amen. If he had to put you with the meanest person there is in this world, he gonna let you be rubbed like sandpaper till you get that out of you. Because he has no need for it. Somebody give God a praise. God purges that out of you because he wants you to bring, you and I, to bring forth more fruit. We can't bring fruit in our own flesh, because our flesh is no good thing to dwell about good about your flesh or my flesh. Honey, your flesh is not good. Your flesh is not sweet. It's your spirit, honey. Can I get somebody give a praise to God? I said, you're not sweet in your flesh. There's nothing about you. There's nothing about me is sweet. It's the Holy Ghost, honey. That's why people need the Holy Ghost. It will sweeten you like Kool-Aid, honey. Because your flesh will get up anytime, any day, and I don't feel like moving, I don't feel like doing nothing, I'm not going to do anything, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that, and I don't, what you want, who you want, who is it, hell, who is it, that's what your flesh is all about. Not nice. So, the Spirit makes you sweet. And I don't know about you, I'm not a hateful person, nothing like that. I like people and I try to get along with people, but God makes me sweeter. I like being sweet. I don't like to be sour. Uh-uh. I don't like to be a bad taste when people look and see me. You a bad taste. I want them to say, glory to God. I sure miss you. Even out there at community hospital and stuff where I was, they said, we sure do miss you. Even I left out of Cato, they said, we miss you on Tuesday and Friday. I said, Lord, I thank you for giving me the image that people have something to remember, not nothing negative. And you can always go back and say, how y'all doing today? I miss y'all too. Glory, it's so nice to be nice. It's so sweet to be sweet. Hallelujah. You feel so good, it'll make you feel good about yourself, just being kind and nice. Somebody give God the praise. And when the Holy Ghost gets on the inside, don't you know Jesus is sweet? Oh, he's so sweet, I know. Humbaco see out there, Kosiah. He's so sweet, I know. Hallelujah. He's sweet when you're not sweet. He's sweet when I'm not sweet. He's sweet when you're griping and when I'm griping it. Saying, Lord, I don't know about this. Lord, I'm upset about that. He's still sweet, I know, to you. Somebody give God the praise. And when you're sweet like that, amen, life is just sweet. Hey, Kadabo Shaka Basaya. I say, when you're sweet like that, life is just sweet. Hamdako, you're a happy, hollering person. You might not have no money in your pocket, but you feel good. And you got a kind word to say to somebody. Glory to God. And you're not negative. And you're hopeful. Hamdako, and you stay in expectation. You're looking for God to be good to you. You're looking for God to do some things for you. Why would you look for God to do some things to you? You hard, mean, hateful, hard to get along with. Somebody give God the prayer. But if you're praising God, you're expecting him to be good to you. Glory to God. You're saying, Lord, you're so sweet. He's sweet, I know. I can't quit, Lord God. I can't stop this. This might not go my way. This might not go my way. But I'm going to keep serving you, Lord. And I'm going to serve you to the day that I die. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says, every branch in me that beareth fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it. Amen. Let me read that again. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it. So when seem like things are not going your way, seem like that you in an irritation in your life, when things just look like scratching, sometimes on the inside we feel irritated. I felt that way this week. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I just don't feel like I want to feel. I kept praying. Because sometimes you have those days. You know, I had things I needed and stuff. I just kind of, this felt some type of way that I couldn't explain. And sometimes when you're going through that, the devil would try to put a whole lot on your mind about people, things, what you're doing for God, everything started crawling in on you. But I knew enough, I had enough word in me, knew enough to know I got to keep moving forward. And then, you know, at the end of the day, when you feel down or discouraged or anything like that, and if it goes from worse to worse in your thoughts and mind, you got to stop. You got to have enough word of God in you to know that this got to be the devil. Amen? It's like, devil, you're going too far now. You're going excess. And we're going to drop this. We're going to put this out of commission right now. And you know, I thank the Lord because God was helping me. He gave me something in this word. That's why I was talking to you all about strongholds today. Strongholds is something that actually, and I don't want to get into too much of it because I might have a message down the road on it. But it's just like something that got a hold of you. And you can't go free from it. And it's actually a deception of a lie. It's something that's really not real. It's not true. But you've been deceived by a lie. And so it puts you in a spiritual bondage. And you're bound in your thoughts. Your thoughts and thinking and every pattern thing is not clear. There's no clarity there. And you will not be free till the Spirit of God sets you free. Somebody give God a praise. Verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. How many know the Bible says the word is a lamp unto our feet? It's a light unto our path. People don't understand why they need the word. Don't you know the word is what keeps you clean? People say they don't want to go to church. They don't want to read God's word. You're not going to be clean. That's the only thing that I know to clean your soul. You can use soap to wash your body, but you ain't. Can nobody clean your soul like the word? Did you just read that? What I said, you are clean through the word. Nothing else clean you. A song won't clean you. Nobody can encourage you and counsel you. That's not going to clean you. But the word, this word right here will set you free. And it will wash you. And it'll make you like Jesus. It says, now you are clean through the word, verse 3, which I have spoken unto you. And God was letting them know from the very beginning, there's certain things you got to do. He letting you know who I am. He let you know who he was. He said, I'm the vine. In other words, I'm the head and center of your life, and you are the branches. You know, branches, you see branches standing like that? They're getting all their nutrition from the vine. So, if the branches is not getting the nutrition from the vine, it's going to wither up and die. And so, it says, you're clean through the word, which I have spoken to you. Then verse 4 said, abide in me. He began to tell you how you clean, what to do. But he said, stay in me. Don't let nothing pull you out of me. Don't you get out of me. And stay in me, your soul. He said, abide in me. He said, if you abide and stay in me, he said, I'm going to abide in you. If you hold my hand, so to speak, I'm going to hold your hand. Like somebody said, walk with me, Lord. Oh, walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't want God holding the hand. What better one can hold your hand better than God? Other people hold your hand, let your hand go. God hold your hand. He'll walk with you though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't have to fear no evil. He'll walk with you all the way. Somebody give God a praise. Abide in me and I in you, and as a branch cannot. Can I hear somebody say, cannot? The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. If you're looking at a flower plant and there's no vine for it, you ain't going to see no branches sticking out. They all crunched up, brown. They dead. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. He used that example. If you get out of me, get away from me, don't stay in me, you're not going to last. Simple as that. Verse 5 says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same forth bring forth fruit. God said, if you abide in me, that is my purpose. God said, that's my purpose in your life. My purpose in your life is for you to bring forth fruit so you can help somebody else. It says, or without me, you can't do nothing. On this job we have to go to, all you're going to get is a tired body. You got to work for your living. You got to work. No man don't work, they don't eat. You got to work. You got to do these things. Take care of your home. You got to take care of your family. But I'm going to tell you, if that's all you do, and you don't include God in your agenda, that's going to dry up. Amen. It's going to wear out, because all you're going to do is have a tired body, tired mind, and nothing else. It only goes so far. Because God's letting you know, I am the breath that breathes upon you and your life. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same forth bring forth fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. It's like nothing. It's nothing. It's going to be a waste if we don't abide in Christ. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. God said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, I don't care what you stand in need of, what you ask, God said, I'm going to do it. You ain't got to worry about the time frame on it. You don't give God a time frame. He got his own time and everything, but he would do it. He'll do it before you know it. Somebody say, he'll do it before I know it. I just felt that God would do it before you know it. While you trying to figure out, he already gave you a jump start. You might think it's going to be done, amen, about 4, 5, or 6 months down the road, and you'll look up and it can be done, amen, in a month, or it can be done right now. That's how God works. I like that. He'll have no certain time. You know, we human. And he understands that. We said, they might even tell you when you order something online or order, and they say, you're going to get it by 5 or 6 days. And that's the plan, you know. They give you something. They give you some type of window, like, yeah, it's going to get it. But honey, with the Lord, he don't tell you no certain time. He just do it. And you might be looking for it down the road, and before you know it, it'd be at your door. Yeah. Amen. Like my vehicle was right at my door. Amen. Amen. So somebody give God the praise. And it was literally at the door out there. Somebody give God the praise. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So God wants you to bear much fruit so that you be my disciples. He wants you to help get other disciples. Not with what you say, but your life. So your life is more powerful than your words. Because people can talk a game today and tomorrow they forgot what they said. But your life, people are looking at your life. That's what God purges us and take things. When God's purging you, evidently there's something that he doesn't want on you. Purge means to get rid of. Remember that. If God purges it, he purges us all. Me and you, he purges us. You can feel when you're on that potter's wheel. If you can't feel, I'm gonna tell you how you know you're on the potter's wheel. When you get to squirming like this and you're irritated, this get on my nerve, that get on my nerve, so frustrated, you're on a potter's wheel. Cause they don't, cause you squirming in everything, and you blaming everybody. Things don't look good to you. Well, I'm serving the Lord and going through all this. What's this all about? Irritated. This somebody better not say too much till you ready to go there and tell them off, honey. You cut their head off without a sword. Your words will be so powerful. Or either not to invent your words, your looks, you will cut them dry. Somebody give God a praise. You know you're on that potter's wheel. Because see, when God starts shaping you and everything and kind of molding you and kind of slowing the potter's wheel down, amen, you try to be nice then. Don't be too nice. God know you got some stumbling stuff doing it. He's merciful. He don't just try to get it all off of you one time. We all be dead. We can't handle that. We walk around here, the most hateful so-called Christians there is. Mad at everybody all the time. Frustrated. God don't do it like that. Amen. He work on you a little bit like sandpaper, sand that rust off of you. And he back up. Then he go back again. Because when you thought you can't get through that and overcame that thing and you got the victory, you find out you ain't got it like you thought you got it. Amen. God, he give you rest from your trials, but you have refresher courses all the time. Amen. It may take a long time. You say, God delivered me from that years ago. I never have to be bothered with that no more. You stay here on this life, you might not be bothered with a whole lot, but every once in a while, you're going to get a refresher course. All right. Amen. And in the book of Peter, 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 12, it said, beloved, God calls us beloved. See how sweet he is? He calls you beloved. When you know you ain't even lovely, he called you beloved. When you know you woke up and didn't even say, Lord, thank you, you mad at the world. What's good? Good morning. What's good about it? You know you got bad spirit. Amen. He woke you up. He still said, you my beloved. Amen. He could have let that old soul, let's get on out of here. Old mean, hateful soul, let's let it on, get on out of here. He still tap you with his finger of love. And what do? We soon as we get up, oh, I got to do this today. We want to get up and say, thank you, Jesus. I hope we do. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. He said sometimes things happen and we don't know what then happened, and we started trying to figure out what's going on. This, I don't understand this. It's strange to us. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. And you know, the biggest battle that we have is in our minds. The biggest battles that anyone have is in the mind. And if you don't get God to speak peace to your mind, you will feel like somebody about to drive crazy. You feel like you're about to lose your mind. God knows how to speak peace to your mind. I'm so glad he's the Prince of Peace. Can't no psychiatrist do it. Somebody talking and counseling with somebody, they can't do it. God will hold you together when you feel like you're about to lose it. Somebody give God the praise. There's situations in your life, amen, and in my life, that has been overwhelming and could be at this point overwhelming, but you know God got a peace on you. Somebody give God the praise. It said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. The fiery trials means those trials that inflame. Anybody know what inflame means to be? It's like I'm about to burn up. Wow. In here, up in here, up in here. I'm about to burn up. It's like you may see me looking at me like this, but inside I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I'm about to burn up, about to burn up, about to burn up. I am inflamed. With this situation or whatever I am, don't know if I could take another day of it. I'm in flame. Somebody give God the praise. Beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. God said, I know that you feel like, what is this strange stuff going on with me? What is actually happening to me? I can't bear no more of this. This is very irritating. But he said, don't think it's strange, because why he said don't think it's strange, because he's like, going back to the other scripture, I'm purging you. I'm getting out what I don't have need of in you. So I have put you in the fire. Not in a literal natural fire, but in the spirit, you in some battles, some man battles, some flame of fire. You're in some situations that you just don't understand. It said, but rejoice. God said, don't be sad about it. But see, only how would you know that you're in the furnace of affliction? How would you know that you're in a fiery trial? You would not know that you're in a fiery trial by texting on your phone all day, about going talking to somebody about your problem. We love to run to people, talk to them about a problem. Can people really help you with your problems? No. And if you keep talking about it, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So if I'm going to talk to you about my problem, I'm just going to tell you a little bit, and if I'm going to tell you any of it, and I'm going to say, I'm not going to talk to you if you're not a praying person, because I know that you're not going to, we're just going to be exchanging problems all day. First you're going to tell me how bad your problem is, then I'm going to say, wait just a minute, I might even break in before you get through and tell you how bad mine is. So that's how we're going to do, so it's going to help nobody. Right. And people let it go, you know, so. Do you talk to God that way? You run into somebody telling them their problems, amen, and then before you know it, because see, you know what? At the end of the day, it ain't really good to do all of that unless if you're going to mention something, just say, you know, just keep me in prayer. But don't just make a habit out of that, because let's say when you get straight, you don't tell people so much of your problem, they almost have respect for nothing you got to say. You straight now, but they think you still in there having a problem. So you got to watch that. Amen. Keep busy to yourself. Don't be a busybody. The scripture speaks about right. Meddling other people matters. Right. When you get to meddling other people matters, you done heaped yourself a whole lot of troubles. Because when you get ready to lay down, you think you're going to lay down and go to sleep. Amen. Them records don't start playing. Them DVDs don't start playing yours and theirs too. Amen. So it said, beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial which has come to try you as those of strange things happen to you. But it said, rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. The Lord is saying, when you're going through something, amen, especially when it's not your own fault, when you didn't cause the trouble upon yourself, God said, don't be dismayed. And then God said, if you come to me while you're going through, I'll let you know that this is a fiery trial. A lot of times we don't know when it's a fiery trial because we don't pray. We just be going through something, talking about how where we're going. We don't even know if God sent it, the devil sent it, or who.
Really? Yes.
We confused. Right. Amen. And that's when we get depressed. Because a lot of times we call stuff the devil when God is the one that actually let it happen. Because we have no discernment. We can't discern. Because we're not praying the way we need to pray. You discern right. God will let you know, okay, this right here, he'll show you what to do with it. He'll let you know this is just a test. Or this is just a trial. Amen. And said, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory should be revealed, ye may be glad with also exceeding joy. It said, if you be reproached, in other words, you be reproved or discredit or condemned for the name of Christ, happy are you. If somebody say something about you, ridicule you, condemn you, bring harm to you, and you ain't, you know, you haven't did anything to them, and this they doing it because you trying to do, trying to please the Lord. It say, happy. God said, don't be dismayed by that. Happy are ye. It said, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you, but on their part is evil spoken of. And it says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. The subject again is, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. And also the Lord wants us to know that it's his will, the purpose of us being saved, of his people being saved, is not just to be saved till he come back to this earth, is for us to bear forth fruit, bring forth Christ in your life. Let people see Christ in your life. The Bible said, let your light shine, that men will see your good works and glorify. People talk about you when you leave their presence, whether they say good or bad. They're going to make some kind of remark about you, but you want it to be good. They'll say, that's a church girl. That's how they do people, a church guy. They sit back and go to church. They're going to say they respect that person because they respect the way they conduct themselves and everything. Amen. Amen. So when they see that, they're going to spread that to somebody else. And then they spread that to somebody else. And then somebody's going to want to follow and know something about the Jesus that you serve. Amen. And the Lord said, bring forth fruit. And he said, only way we're going to stay clean is through the word. Amen. Only way we're going to stay connected, we got to stay connected with the Lord. People are losing their connection. They're letting the devil take seriously their spiritual seriously and cutting their connection out with God. And then they look up and find themselves in the worstest messes they can be in, because it's in him, in Christ, it's in Christ that you live and move and have your being. You think that you wake yourself up in the morning, but you don't wake yourself up in the morning. You think that you get out the bed, amen, and just get to running here and there and other. Even as you get older, I heard this preacher say, I used to jump out the bed. He says, I get a little older. He said, I find myself by crawling out the bed. You'll find out you can't do much as you think you can do. Amen. You got to, I find myself stretching and doing everything while I'm in the bed so I can make it out the bed all right when I get up. I'm just being real. Somebody said, I what's that? You ain't do that. Just keep on living. I was telling my sister that the other day, you know, the grandkids, she said they wanted, she's great, come home, and I guess they were just ready to get started. They talking about go away on the other side of town. I guess they want her to drive from one side of town there. She said, I'm ready to go home. I said, yeah, they don't mean no harm. I said, the kids, they just think you can just hop up and just go here and there. You know, some of us try to do it. You've been a broken leg or something out there trying to keep up with all this stuff. If you don't feel it, you can't do it. You can't do it. Amen. You start thinking about going and getting. I started my day early, so I'm ready to recoup and get in and relax. Amen. They get just getting started. Amen. That's them. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Without me, you can do nothing. Amen. And it is in Him that we live, moving. And the thing on the older people used to say a long time ago, and it's a true saying: only the things that you do for Christ is gonna last. And that's true. I remember even when I first got saved, before I got saved, my mother's deceased. She's been deceased since 81. My father been deceased since 75. But I remember my mother telling me as a child, she said, "You need to give your life to the Lord. You need to get saved." She said, "You need to get saved. You need to give yourself your life to the Lord." She said, "Why are you young?" She said, "Don't wait till you can't hardly move around, or you're sick and afflicted. You can't." She said, "Don't wait." You know, I didn't understand all that, but that used to stick with me, and I thank God for saving me. I believe I was in, well, we think it was 24 years old, I believe, something like that. I thank the Lord for coming in my life. Amen. And saving me. And my parents are deceased and gone. Amen. But I thank the Lord that they lived a legacy before us. And that with my brothers and sisters, we was talking yesterday, and they were talking about all these other stuff. I said, but at the end of the day, we think that our parents, we thank the Lord that we had saved parents, because if we didn't, they weren't always saved, but we thank the Lord that latter years were saved, because if they wasn't saved, we wouldn't be saved, probably. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. They left a legacy for us to today we won't make it today. None of us will make it in this world if we don't stay in God. Don't think you can get in and out of God and survive. There's no sense me thinking that. No sense you thinking that. Don't think you can hop in and out of God. You won't survive very long. Amen. And we think that we're saved just for ourselves. But honey, at the end of the day, you're saved for your family. Amen. Because if you got children or spouses that's not walking with God and everything, or people in your family not walking with God, God may be using you to be the one to do the interceding. Somebody. Amen. And so if you get off track, if they already off track, they really going under. Somebody give God a praise. That's why you can't rub with them too hard. Interact with them, but not rub with them too hard. Because you got to be able to see the way God is leading. Amen. Right. Amen. And so we thank the Lord for this message today. Without me, God wants us to be reminded, even in 2019, you're not going to make it. I'm not going to make it without the Lord. The times are getting harder and harder. The government and stuff, you know, sometimes you get tired of even watching that. Amen. And then a bunch of mess, you know. I know y'all seen the video about the man fighting the girl over some straw, McDonald's. Listen, we live in, come on now. Yep. Probably got what he asked. He got oops upside the head. Hey man, you got to watch who you mess with. You underestimate people like that. I know my son's father used to say, "I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together." He used to say that. Amen. A lot of times you underestimate people. Amen. People, everybody ready today. Everybody saying ready today. You better stay ready some kind of way. Because you don't know. Amen. You grab somebody like you're grabbing a man. Amen. You grab somebody, you probably got oops up there, say your head like a man was oops, knocking you out too. Amen. So you're giving it, socking it to you, giving it all they got. Amen. You know, I won't get off this subject. Amen. But we got so much stuff going on. I was telling my sister, amen, we ain't gonna do this one right here, but I was telling my sister, I said, I thank God. Because I could have been on YouTube one time in my life. And I said, I ain't going to even mention that. Y'all know about the story. I'm so glad that nobody YouTube me. I'm so glad God said, get up and get out of this stuff. Amen. Over Icy. Amen. Ain't that awful? Now people flip out. People flip out in a heartbeat, honey. People ain't playing today. Folks got stresses and things on them. And amen. They can't pay their bills and don't know where this is going to happen. And they got health issues. They got mental health issues, physical health issues. Everybody just uptight, honey. When I look at people too long, what you looking at, they been took a gun and pow you out. Amen. This kind of world we live in is real. Amen. So you walk across the street, better turn around, watch where you're going, because somebody will run you over. That's kind of world we're living in. Miss so many times I said, Lord, thank you for giving me dad and get hit. And they, you feel like they're about to touch your coattail or touch your dress or something, the wind or something. Amen. It's kind of world we're living in. I'm done preaching. Amen. To go on the meddling and stuff, but that's the truth. Amen. We thank God for without Him. You need the Lord. The older people used to say, we need the Lord. You sure gonna need Him everywhere you go. A lot of times we like to be in big crowds and big stuff. Like, I don't care to be in a